Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. A man who opened fire on a synagogue in Poway, in San Diego area, during a Passover service 2 years ago, pleading guilty this morning to murder and attempted murder, and will spend the rest of his life in prison.
In an agreement made to avoid the death penalty, John Ernest pled guilty to murdering Lori Gilbert Kay and injuring Rabbi Israel Goldstein, Almog Peretz, and Peretz's 8-year-old niece during the April 27, 2019 incident. He was driven out of the synagogue by an off-duty Border Patrolman who fired at him. Ernest then drove away and called 911, allegedly confessing and waiting for police to arrest him. Under terms of the agreement, he'll serve life in prison without the possibility of parole, plus 121 years to life and another 16 years. While sentencing will take place on September 30th, Ernest still is facing a federal indictment on hate crime charges and other counts, but a conditional plea agreement may soon dispense with a need for a trial. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, the L.A. case against Harvey Weinstein is about to heat up, with the former Hollywood producer returning to town to face criminal charges here.
For many years, Harvey Weinstein was one of the biggest power players in Hollywood. He returns from New York, a convicted felon and rapist, once smiling and standing tall, accepting awards and recognition for his many movies. Weinstein now moves slowly with the aid of a walker, suffering, his lawyers say, from numerous health conditions. The charges here in Southern California stem from allegations made by five aspiring actresses and models who say Weinstein assaulted them years ago in hotels in West LA and Beverly Hills. He has denied the allegations. His trial in New York ended with a 23-year prison term. We could see a court hearing for Weinstein in LA this week. Vicky Moore, KNX 1070.
A state assembly member pleads for people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as cases continue to climb.
Having lost family members and friends before and after the vaccine was made available, Assemblyman Mike Gibson urged those not yet inoculated to roll up their sleeves.
These are individuals who didn't take the vaccine, even though it was made available. So I'm here because I want to make sure that no other family has to go through what we have gone through.
He was at St. John's Well Child and Family Center in Compton to present resident Pamela Jackson with a $50,000 check. She won one of the state's vaccination lottery prizes.
I can't say it enough. Everybody needs to get it.
Yes.
Think about your families. Just think about people.
She has underlying health conditions and made up her mind to get vaccinated before the state began offering financial incentives. In Compton, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, with the COVID cases surging here in Southern California, more rules, more restrictions may be coming. In Pasadena, the city is going to require all of its employees to get the vaccine, and a new mask mandate is looming as well.
Pasadena has announced its drafting a new policy requiring the 2,000 or so city workers to get vaccinated.
When a police officer arrives at your home, a firefighter arrives at your home because you need our assistance, you don't get to choose whether we send the vaccinated ones or the non-vaccinated ones.
About 60% of city employees are believed to have been vaccinated so far. Spokesperson Lisa Derderian says they need to get that number up there with the Delta variant lurking.
Just in the last week alone, we've had approximately a dozen employees that have tested tested positive.
Some are now in quarantine. Pasadena is also bringing back a new mask mandate for indoor public spaces.
Since July 1st, our average number of cases has increased 240%.
The mask mandate will likely kick in late tomorrow night. In Pasadena, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hollywood workers may have to be vaccinated in order to work on union film sets. Producers will have the option to mandate vaccination shots for cast and crew members as part of a deal with a number of unions, including SAG-AFTRA. Deadline's politics editor, Ted Johnson, telling KNX the agreement makes economic sense for the studios.
The worst thing that can happen to a production is they can begin shooting a movie, they can begin shooting a TV show, and then you have to shut it down. You expose yourself to potential huge losses. And that's why insurance companies are extremely strict on putting all these measures in place.
This is a short-term deal that only runs through the end of September. Some of the safety protocols that were required earlier in the pandemic will be loosened as part of the agreement. It will help to lower costs. Police in San Bernardino trying to figure out whether an arrest should be made in connection with the death of an 8-year-old boy killed in an illegal fireworks. Happened on the 4th of July.
Because it was a holiday, the 4th of July, many folks were out on that street having a party, and several illegal fireworks were being discharged.
Now, the fireworks were being shot off from a mortar-style tube. One hit the boy in the upper body. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. Detectives have more people to interview before deciding on any possible arrests. Homeless residents at the Sportsman's Lodge Hotel in Studio City are asking to stay until they're offered motel rooms or permanent housing. The hotel is part of the Project Room Key program, but that's set to end this month. And the remaining residents will soon be placed in shelters. The homeless people staying at the hotel signed a letter saying they could be forced back to living on the street because they don't think shelters are a safe form of housing. So far, no response from L.A. City officials.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!